Rusty Quill presents.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is mad, Roman. Like, how did we end up here? One day we're heading off on an off-grid camping trip. The next we're here. Me talking to a hole in the wall. You being in that hole. Like, what the fuck?
The world's a scary place, bro.
I'm a bunker engineer. I was assigned to A-12. That's where I'm supposed to be right now, helping out.
Since our last broadcast, I've been able to speak with the engineers of A-12 regarding Jim. They didn't know who I was talking. Not one of them recognized his voice at all.
Your precious brothers are gone, for they forsook the blessing when they tore it from their hands so callously. But there is hope still. The rift in your bunker sings to me, sings to us all here, to you also. Though you don't listen, it sings the song of the other, the tireless one, the spiraling star.
Unfortunately, we're still trying to find
Naya. I know where she is. Well, the name, anyway. St. Aleface. School.
The name's Jackson, by the way. Jackson Morgan. Only one road leads to St. Aleface in either direction. Looks like here's our way in.
What the?
Oh, you're fucking kidding me.
It's a book. Why does it have a book? Do you remember when I asked you about their sacred text? This could well be it. There will come a day when we shall be aligned, when all shall come together, a great convergence. If you are to divinate anything about the star itself, it is that its motivations are unknowable, its thoughts are incomprehensible, and those who have been chosen by it shall be as one, and their mortal body shall be water that germinates the seeds to fruit our new world.
Shit, Ryan.
No, goddammit.
Quickly now, boys. Your time is running out. Don't forget to yell, kick, scream, and clutch at the handle whilst the shade guts you.
Salagrati!
Oh god, right!
They seek only to end our efforts, Naya.
Throw him in. We shall see what is meant for this one.
No. No!
Silib!
Promise me everything's alright. Promise me you're in control.
Forever and whatever after.
All right. I'll be here waiting for you, Claire. I'll be here. Tell the kids I love them. I love them with all my heart, and I'll see them as soon as I can. And hey, if you get chance, walk them by the rift for me, will you? I don't know if Naya told you, but I can see through it. In fact, Naya, we want everyone by the rift. I want to see them all.
Naya is clearly in control here, and it's undeniable that the residents seem happy and healthy. Hell, they've not even got any of that ash-like paint all over their bodies. There's more powerful forces at play here, and I won't rest until I find out what it is.
Something's off with Claire, and the way she was with the kids.
I mean, it's understandable, really. She's not been with them for months.
It feels deeper than that. There's something else there.
I've had a lot of time to myself here in this nothingness. She told me about how each of the rifts kinda sung, or at least made some sort of distinctive sound. And I remember her saying that their sound is different depending on where it leads to.
I saw a shadow version of you flicker at the entrance to the rift. You were pushing up against it, like you were keeping something back.
I need to figure out how to control that.
But what, Amara? What is it that happened time and time again?
Elliot stopped it. Against all that should be possible.
Do you see, Amara, how Elliot is the root cause of our problems? Oh, and Amara, you're doing better than you think.
You're supposing that the galaxy is in fact a thinking, feeling being.
If that is your interpretation, then yes. I've listened to the whole of your story, and I believe that you are the catalyst that has caused Roman to become such an abhorrence.
Excuse me?
You're not meant to be here. A simple way of phrasing it would be that there are two of each of us. Two Professor Ryans, two Claires, two traitorous Jacksons. However, there are those, numbering very few, who have only ever existed in one version. Jim was one of them.
And I am another.
And that is why so many of your actions have hindered our progress, and why they will continue to do so.
Unless...
unless you surrender yourself to the Star.
I know that you must leave this world or forever be a plague upon it. Plagues have no place in our new world. Go, Elliot. Join your brother. Be as one again.
Not a fucking chance, Naya.
Skidim Kla! No crack Kla!
Ryan! Ryan, run!
I'll rise for the ashes of the old world and all those harvests.
Claire?
You killed her.
You have no idea the pain she's caused. She was a monster.
No. You're the monster.